Beginning current daf mesech the siyum daf hey. We begin on the bottom line of daf dalam and beis, where the gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, and that is we had introduced a machlekes regarding the avodah by the miluim because of the machlekes on the previous daf on daf gimel, where we had a machlekes from Yochanan Rish Lakish. Where do we learn at the source of the first halacha we learned in this mesech in the mishnah, where it spoke about the hafrash of separating the kohen gadol 7 days before the avodah of Yom Kippurim? Do we learn that out from Miluim, like Rabbi Yochanan learned, which is the first day that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, did the Avodah ever in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar? Or, as Rosh Lakish said, that we learn that out from Har Sinai, where there, according to his opinion, as he learns, according to a certain Tana, that there was a Hafrasha of Moshe Rabbeinu 6 days before he went into the Mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, wait, if you're learning from Miluim, just like Miluim, whatever it says regarding its components of a halacha are ma'akiv, that means it's not effective unless all of the components are done, then regarding Yom Kippurim, if you're learning out from Miluim, then everything regarding it should also be ma'akiv. And that was Rosh Lakish's question, because it seems from our Mishnah, as the Gemara will explain and bring this point later on this stuff too, that not everything was ma'akiv, specifically actually the hafrasha itself. Now we see the extra kain that was being set aside did not require a fresh just in case. But if it's ma'akiv, what would help setting him aside if you're not separating 7 days before if everything is ma'akiv? So on that the Gemara said it seemed like Rabbi Yochanan agreed to that, and he didn't respond to him that that's not true. So that we said that it's obviously that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds in this machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina regarding this halacha of the ikuv of what is ma'akiv by the avodah miluim, that Rabbi Yochanan is of that opinion, like Rosh Lakish had asked him, that everything that was by the miluim is ma'akiv. However, there is another opinion which is quoted, which Rabbi Chanina, that he held that not everything was ma'akiv, only whatever for future generations is ma'akiv and holds back the effectiveness. That was ma'akiv similarly by the miluim, but things which are not ma'akiv l'daris, that was not ma'akiv by the miluim. So that's where our current Gemara begins. My benai, what's the difference between the two opinions? What is something that's not ma'akiv for daris, which would be the point of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? That is, they both agree that whatever is ma'akiv for daris was ma'akiv by the miluim. The only machlokes is, was everything else, which is not ma'akiv by daris, but was part of the process by miluim, was the ma'akiv or not? So what is it that's not ma'akiv for future generations that was possibly ma'akiv or not by the miluim? So now we continue on top of Hamad Alf, where the Gemara gives four pshatim, four different things that are not mi'akiv for future generations, which that is the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina, if that was mi'akiv by miluim or not. The first pshat the Gemara brings, Amar Rav Yosef, smicha ikbenayu, the difference between them that will come out is the avoida of leaning on the animal before the shechita. That's the difference, because lamanda amar kala kasa behen mi'akiv behen, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he said whatever was written regarding the avoida miluim is mi'akiv, so smicha mi'akiv. So that means by the avodah miluim, had they not done smicha, it would not have been effective. Even the leaning was mi'akiv. But according to the other opinion of Reb Chanina, that things that are not mi'akiv for future generations, in mi'akiv behen, that was not mi'akiv by the miluim either, so then smicha la mi'akiv, then doing or not doing the smicha was not mi'akiv, it would have been effective even without doing the leaning. Now the Gemara asks, u'l'daris minol undole mi'akiv, how do we know that the avodah of leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered is not mi'akiv, and that even if you do it without smicha, it'll still be kosher by the avod? So now the Gemara brings a Tanakh, we learn a brisa. It's a pasuk in Vayikra that says v'samach, and the pasuk continues and says v'nirtza. So he will lean on the carbon, and then it will be a ritza, it will be accepted with willingness, his carbon. Now the question that the brisa asks is, to understand the pasuk, v'chismicha mechaperes, how do you understand the pasuk? Ritzui, because of smicha, do you think the leaning on the animal is what creates the atonement for the person to have a ritzui? V'haloi in kapare l'badam, we know that the only thing that creates the atonement from the carbon is the blood. Shenem, like it says the pasuk in Vayikra, ki hadam hu banefesh, because the blood is in the soul, yichaper, that's what creates an atonement. So if so, umatam aloi mebesumach v'nirtzis, then what does the pasuk mean when it says that you will lean and then that will create an appeasement for you? What that means is, shim asa l'smicha shiyari mitzvah, if you consider and you act accordingly regarding leaning on the animal as if it's remnants, as if it's the leftovers of the mitzvah, what it means to say basically is that you're not so particular to consider it like a mitzvah and hence you don't do this smicha, then ma'alo lav ha'kosev, then the pasuk considers ki'ilu lo kippur, as if you didn't have an atonement, which means because you didn't have an ultimate mitzvah, kapar min hamufcher, yet for kippur, but there is an atonement, because as the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim Davav, that the person gets an atonement. At least the blood was thrown. That's the main important part. That is the kapar. However, it's not a total kapar because he didn't do exactly how his creator had commanded him, which was to do it with smicha too. So that's the Bryce's interpretation of the pasuk, to say that if you do smicha, then you'll be a ritzah because that's the ultimate mitzvah, kapara min amovcher. But if you don't, then it's not miyakev. And therefore we see that l'daris smicha is not miyakev. And hence, that would be the contention between Rabbi Yechon and Chanina if that was miyakev by miluim or not. A second shot the Gemara brings is another difference between these two opinions, if it was only things that were miyakev l'daris or even not. Nachma Yitzchak Amar, he says, Tenufa ikibinayu, the waving of different parts of the karbanas, that is the difference between them. And that is Lamanda Amar Kala Kasa ben Miyakib, and according to Rabbi Yechon's opinion, that whatever was written regarding the Milum was Miyakib, said Miyakib, then even the waving was Miyakib, because it was part of the process, part of the void, that whatever it said was Miyakib. Yet Lamanda Amar Dabashi ain't Miyakib Ladiris, ain't Miyakib, according to Rabbi Chanina's opinion, that whatever is not Miyakib for future generations does not withhold the Evid by the avoid of the milum too, then loy ma'akv, then the waving was not ma'akv. Now the Gemara asks, ula darius menolon de loy ma'akv, how do we know that the waving of these different parts of the carbon, that they're not ma'akv, and therefore according to Reb Chanina was not ma'akv either by the milum? The Tanya Gemara in the Braisa. Braisa quotes similar to the drasha he said regarding the smicha, leaning on the animal. It's a pasuk in Mikra that says, letznufa l'chaper, that there should be a waving to create an atonement. Now, the question is also, do you think waving the parts of the carbon is what creates an atonement? We know that the only thing that creates the atonement for the animal is the spraying of the blood. Like it says in the pasuk, because the blood is in the soul, that's what creates an atonement. Not like some people have a misconception that it was the burning of different parts. It was actually the sprinkling, the pouring of the blood. Now, if so, what is the pasuk teaching us when it says that the waving for an atonement? So that is similar, like it said before, Shim asal l'tenufa shiyar mitzvah. If someone made the wavings as remnants of a mitzvah, in other words, he didn't do it, he didn't consider it significant enough to have to do it. Malalav akasav ki'ilu l'kipev akibas, and the pasuk considers him as if he didn't get an atonement, but he did get an atonement. So that's what it says, that if you do tenufa, you get a kapara. It means to say an ultimate type of atonement, an atonement min amuvcher, the best. However, if you don't, of course, it will be a kapara because he did the dam. And therefore, we see tenufa from the braisa, it's not mi'akiv, l'dairis. And therefore, that would be a point of contention whether that would be mi'akiv by milum or not. Third pshat the Gemara brings, Rav Papa Amar, he says, Prishas Shiva ikibinayu. He says that the separation of the kohen that's doing the avoid the 7 days before, that would be the difference if that was mi'akiv by milum or not. Because Lamanda Amar Kala Kasa Ben Miyakev Ben, according to Rabbi Yechon's opinion, that he says whatever it said over there by Milum was Miyakev, so then of course Miyakev, because it's part of the process. Lamanda Amar Dava She'ena Miyakev L'Dairis, Ena Miyakev Ben, according to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, who he said that no, whatever is not Miyakev for future generations is not Miyakev by Milum either, then Loi Miyakev, then therefore that was not Miyakev if that wasn't done. Now that the Gemara similarly asks, as it did before, U'L'Dairis Menolon De'Loi Miyakev, now from where do we know that the separation of the kohen who's doing the avodah 7 days before, that's not mi'akev if it wasn't done. So, but the katani maskinen, which is similar to the diuk that Rav Shlakish had made in the previous daf, from the fact that our Mishnah said regarding the extra kohen that would be designated in case something happened to invalidate the kohen gadol who's going to do the avodah mikipurim, it says that they would prepare him for leketani mafrishin. It didn't say that they would separate him, which means to say that even though he wasn't separated 7 days before, if an invalidation, let's say a seminal omission came out of the kohen gadol that's supposed to do it, this second one's going to do it, and obviously, prisha, the separation is not mi'akev because this new kohen who is taking the place was not separated 7 days before because it only said maskinen, they prepare him, but not mafrishin, that they separate him. So obviously that you see the hafrasha is not ma'akev l'daris, hence, according to Chanina, that was not ma'akev either by the miluim. Finally, the fourth pshat the Gemara brings, Avinu Amar, he says, Ribui Shiva, regarding having a multitude for 7 days, now what that means is that the Kohen Gadol would serve for seven consecutive days when they would appoint him to be the Kohen Gadol. He would wear, what's the Ribui talking about? The adding the multitude of the eight garments that only the Kohen Gadol would wear when he would do the Avodah. And that's what the word Ribui means. to an increasing of garments that he would serve for 7 straight days with the 8 garments that only Kohen Gadol wears, because a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedid, wears only 4 garments. So regarding Ribui Shiva, which means increasing his garments for the 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, U'meshicha Shiva, and the anointing of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, and that is they would put the Shemen HaMishcha, this anointing oil, on his head and between his eyebrows for 7 consecutive days, that is Ikebinayu. That is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina if that was Me'akev by the Milumanat. And that is because Lamanda Amar Kala Kasa Behen Me'akev Behen, according to the one who said, that's Rabbi Yochanan, that whatever it said regarding the Miluim was Me'akev, it had to have been done. Now, it says in the Pasuk in Be'yikram, Perek Ches, says that Zayin Yomim Yamali, that for 7 days they had a Milu Yudayim. Now, what does Milu Yudayim mean? It literally means filling up his hands. Now, what it means over there, it means that he was wearing the garments of the Kohen Gadol. Because as it says in the Pasuk in Shemais Perek Chavtes, it says, Ubigdi HaKodesh Asher La'aron, the holy garments that will be for Aaron, Yihu Labanim Achar, will be for his sons after him, L'mashch Behem, they'll be for greatness for them, and it says, Ulamali Yadam, and to fill their hands. So you see that the term that it said for 7 days that they were doing for the Miluim, that if for 7 days that Milidai meant to say he was wearing the Shemayin HaBagad. Now, Meshicha, the anointing, how we know that it's written over there by Milum, that we're saying that it's Ma'akiv, is because as the Gemara will later on explain that we compare the Meshicha to the Riboy as the Pasuk equates them, so therefore as the Pasuk says clearly that Mili Yudayim, which again means wearing the Shemayin HaBagadim, was for 7 days, so too included the Meshicha of the Shemen for 7 days. Now, so according to the one that says that whatever is written regarding them is Me'akiv, so then Me'akiv. So then these two Avodas, of being Moshech him, anointing him, and having him wear the Shemayin HaBagadim for 7 days, is Me'akiv, because that it's written over there in the Parsha Milum. Again, where is it written? By saying Mili Yadayim. Mili Yadayim means wearing the Shemayin HaBagadim, and Shemayin HaBagadim is equated to Meshicha, so when you do Shemayin HaBagadim, you do the Meshicha. However, Laman Dama Davish Ein Me'akiv L'Daris Ein Me'akiv Behen, but according to Chanina's opinion, that whatever is not Me'akiv for future generations was not Me'akiv by Milum, so then Lo Me'akiv, then it's not Me'akiv. So the Gemara asks, as it did by the other 3 Pshatim, how do we know that the inauguration of the Kohen Gadol to doing his Avodah, that it's not Me'akiv if you didn't have 7 days of him wearing consecutive his Shemayin HaBagadim and doing the Avodah and having the anointment of the Shemen HaMishcha for 7 consecutive days? So the Gemara says, the time, like we learned the Braisa. It's a Pasuk in Vayikra, that's by some Parshas Achrei Mais, which talks about the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. It says, V'chiper ha-Kohen asher yimshach esay, that the Kohen who has been anointed, he will provide the atonement for the Jewish people. V'asher yimali es yodoy, and that who has had his hands filled up, that's again the term of Mili Daim, l'chayin tachas aviv, to serve as Kohen, which is to be the Kohen Gadol in place of his father. Now, Matam Olim, the Braisa asks, what is this Pasuk teaching us? And that is, if you would say, as the sounds like the literal translation is coming to teach you, that the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol, but we know that already because the entire parsha is spoken to Aaron. It says, "Bezoisi avei Aharon, v'nosan Aharon, v'hikrav Aharon, uva Aharon." We know that the Avodah has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So, what does the pasuk continue to teach us by saying that the Kohen who takes the place and he's the Kohen Gadol, that he does the Avodah? So that the Gemara, that the Braisa says, Lafish Nema, because there's a pasuk in Shemais, which in the parasha of Atat Tetzava, that says, Shivas Yamim Yilbashim HaKoyin Tachtav Mibanav, that for 7 days, the Kohen who is from one of the sons of the Kohen Gadol, who's taking the place of Aaron HaKoyin, or whichever Kohen Gadol there is, that he's coming to do the Avodah Mikipurim, to come to the Eil Moed, and to do the Avodah in the Kodesh Kodshim, that it says over there that he has to wear the begadim for 7 days in place of who was originally Kohen Gadol. Now he's become the Kohen Gadol, so he has to wear the Shemayin HaBagadim for 7 days. Now, Ein Li Elo, so I would only know from that pasuk that he could only be kosher to come into the Eil Moed on Yom Kippurim to do that Avodah if Nisra B'Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva, as the pasuk tells us, that he was wearing the garments for 7 days straight, and that he was anointed for 7 days straight, which when he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara later on will explain, as we had alluded to before, that we know that the pasuk says, as we just quoted, Shivas Yamim Yilbashem HaKohen Tachmi Banam, that we know that when he's becoming the Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the 8 garments for 7 straight days. Where do we see that he also has to have the anointment for 7 straight days? That the Gemara will have 2 pshatim. However, but one thing we see that you have to have this for 7 straight days. However, Nisraba Shiva v'nimshachim echad. How would we know that if, let's say, he wore the 8 garments for 7 straight days, but he only was anointed for 1 day? Or Nisraba yom echad v'nimshach Shiva, that if he was only wearing the 8 garments for 1 day and he was anointed for 7 days, minayin, how would you know that would also be enough for him to be considered the Kohen Gadol, to be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim? That is what the Brisa says. Tamalomi, that's why we needed a pasuk. That's why it says an extra pasuk, because we already said that the Avodah was being done with the Kohen Gadol, as it says everything Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. So the reason why we need that pasuk is because there's another pasuk that makes it sound like that he's only valid to be able to be the Kohen Gadol, to do the Avodah Mikippurim, if he was wearing the garments, the 8 garments, and he had Meshicha, he was anointed with oil for 7 days straight. How would we know even if it was 1 day? That's why there's an extra pasuk to say, that he was anointed, and that he wore the 8 garments, even if it was just 1 time, that's what the extra pasuk is coming to teach you, that is enough. And therefore we see that it's not going to be Me'akev. We see that even if he had it for 1 day, it's going to be good enough. And that's, again, the point of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina, whether that was Me'akev by Melu or Manat. If you say that it's everything that was written, so of course it was Me'akev. But if you say only if it's Me'akev L'Dairis, it's not Me'akev L'Dairis, as the Brisa teaches. Now, the Gemara asked regarding what we said, that in the Brisa, it said that you would think you would have to wear the garments and have been anointed for 7 days straight. That's why the extra pasuk teaches you to know even 1 day, and it's not Me'akev L'Dairis. However, Ashkechan Ribui Shiva L'Ketchila. We understand, and as the Brisa brought from the pasuk, that yes, you have to have at least L'Ketchila to have 7 days straight wearing the 8 garments, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Shivas Yom Yilbashim Akoyin Tachta Mibanav. However, Meshicha Shiva L'Ketchila Minolan. Where do you know that L'Ketchila you have to have, and that would apply to future generations too, that's what the halach is talking about, all the Kohen Gadols, that they have to start off also being anointed for 7 days straight? It doesn't say anything about Meshicha, it only talks about wearing the 8 garments. So that the Gemara brings 2 pshatim. Ibai same, if you want, you could say, mid'itzrach kralim u'teh, as the Brisa said, we needed a pasuk, and the pasuk that's being memayit and saying, you know, it's not ma'akev. You don't have to have all 7 days, what? You don't have to have all 7 days, the pasuk says, Meshicha and Miliadaim and wearing the garment. So, from the fact that the pasuk had to exclude and say it's good enough even with 1 day, obviously you know that L'Ketchila is supposed to have 7 days. Levi Simon, if you want, you could say, what's the source that we know L'Ketchila is supposed to have all 7 days an anointing too? Is because the Amakar, because there's a pasuk in Shemais that says, Uvigdi HaKoidish Ashel Aaron, that the holy garments that they wore for Aaron HaKoyim, you, Levon of Achav, should be for his sons after him for the Kohen Gadols, L'mashcha behem, as a sign of greatness, U'lamali v'mes yadim, and to fill up their hands with them. Now, as we said before, we demonstrated that word means, milidai means to say wearing the garments, the 8 garments for 7 days straight. So now the pasuk puts L'mashcha behem together with L'mali v'mes yadim, which is iskish, meshicha l'ribui, that we make a hekesh, we compare anointing with the wearing of the 8 garments, and that is ma'ribui shiva, just like the wearing of the garments has to be for 7 days straight to become a Kohen Gadol, at least L'Ketchila. Af Meshicha, Shiva, so too the anointing has to be for 7 days straight. So those are the 2 sources how we know that L'Ketchila, initially it should be for 7 days straight, the Kohen Gadol should be wearing the 8 garments and having that anointing by the Shemen HaMeshcha. But of course we said B'di'evet, and that's how we're saying that it's for the future generations, it's not Me'akiv. If it was not done for 7 days, it's enough even with 1 day. Now the Gemara asks regarding this Iker Machlokes that we were talking about, regarding if everything that was by the Meluma is Ma'akev, or only what for future generations is Ma'akev. So the Gemara asks, my time with the Mandam or Kalakazim and Ma'akev, what is the understanding of the opinion, that of Rabbi Yechanan, that whatever was written by the Meluma is Ma'akev? Why should it be any different than future generations? Whatever there is Ma'akev here too, whatever is not, let's say Smicha or Tnufa, is not Ma'akev here also. So that the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Shemais, that this is how you should do it for Aaron and his sons. Now, what's this word kacha? Kacha ikuvu. The word kacha means like this. It means everything is ma'akev. What I'm telling you is exactly how it should be done, and that's why whatever was written regarding the milum, even if it's not ma'akev for future generations, was ma'akev by the milum. Now the Gemara asks, Tenach kol v'gitinya to amid beis, Tenach kol milsa dechsiva b'hayinyana. So that makes sense. The Gemara says for whatever was written over there in that parsha, now where is the word kacha written? It's by the parsha of the tzava, where it was commanded. There's two parashas where it was commanded what to do for the miluim, and where it describes exactly what transpired. Now, that word kacha is written by where it was commanded what should be done for the miluim, which is in parashas of Atta Tetzava. So whatever is written over there, yes, that will be ma'akev because it says kacha. However, milsa do like siva b'hayin yana, but anything else regarding what's generally done for the avodah, which was not written over there in that parasha of the command of what to do for the miluim, for example, that the urim and vetumim should be put inside the chayshina, which was worn by the kohen gadol on his chest, that's not written over there. Minolan, how do you know that that was miyakiv by the avodah of the miluim? So that's part of the avodah, but it's not written over there where it says kacha. So how do you know that would be miyakiv? So the Gemara brings a few different interpretations, a few different pshatim. Amr of Nachum b'Yitzchak, the first pshat the Gemara brings is Yalof Pesach Pesach. We learn the Gzer Shavu from the word Pesach, and that is when it talks about the commanding of what should be done for the miluim. So there's a pasuk in Shemayis Perichav Test that says El Pesach Oil Moed, which is extra. So too, when it talks about what was done, it says Takriv Pesach Oil Moed Ulechol Aron Ebanav Es Alechem Es Pesach Oil Moed. It says both by the tzava, that's what it says by the tzava, it says over there, Pesach el Moed. And it says by the asiyah, it also says, Veskola eidah kilo el Pesach el Moed. That bashlas abasar Pesach el Moed. So it talks about, it says, extra Pesach by the tzava, where it's commanded. It says by the asiyah, the word Pesach, by the opening. And therefore, the Gzer Shav of Pesach Pesach teaches, just like what it says by the tzava, is the same thing by the asiyah. And therefore, although it doesn't say it by the tzava, however, whatever applied to what was done, which I had the Urim Tum inside the Chayshin, so therefore that same thing would apply to the what it says regarding the Tzavah, that Kacha, that it's Miyakev. That's the first Pshat the Gemara brings. Second Pshat the Gemara brings, Rav Meshar Shiamar, he says that in the Parsha of Asiya, what actually transpired itself, we have a source for Ikuv. And that is, you don't have to say like the first Pshat that, first Pshat was saying that it says Pesach over here by what was commanding for the Miluim, and Pesach by the opening of the Oyomai where it says by what was done. And just like what was done, it had the Urim Tum inside, so therefore that applies to what it says by Pesach, by the commandment, which tells us that everything that was there is Ma'akev Kaskacha. So that would tell you that whatever was there was Miyakev. And Sharshi says, no, you have a source by actually what was done, which had the Urim Tum inside the Chayshin, that when it talks about what was done, that itself, that parasha itself tells you that it's Miyakev, because it says over there, Pasuk Meyikra, Ushmartim es Mishmeres Hashem, that you should watch, you should safeguard the safeguard of Hashem, which is mashma, that you should safeguard everything that's written, which basically is telling you ikuva, that whatever is written over here was me'akev. And therefore, according to this pshat, you don't need a gzeris shabbat to compare what was done, which that's where it tells us about the Urim Tum and the Chayshin, that should apply to the characteristics and the criteria that says by the asiya, which is where it says kacha. No, it says actually in the asiya itself, it says ikuva, and that's how we know that everything, even including the putting the Urim Tum into the Chayshin, that was me'akev. Third, and a similar pshat to the second pshat, Rashi Amar says, it says in the pasuk, ki chen tzuvesi, because that is how I was commanded, ikuva, and therefore we see that whatever I said was exactly how it's supposed to be done, that's what I was commanded, and therefore it holds back anything that's missing, and that's how you know that even by the asiyah itself, where it says that piece that's missing from the tzavah, that was miyakiv too. Now the Gemara continues, turn around with a brisa now. The reason why the Gemara brings this brayso over here now is because since we had just concluded the Gemara with the third pshat of how do we know that everything was ma'akev by the miluim according to that man the Amar, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, kichein tzuvesi, because that is exactly how it was commanded regarding the previous topic was talking about the miluim. So now the Gemara introduces this brayso to make a drasha that when it says kichein tzuvesi of the shmini la miluim, what was it coming for? In other words, although it's kichin tuvesi, it's a different pasuk of kichin tuvesi. Now, the Gemara, which was the third pshat of Ravashi, was talking about kichin tuvesi. That was talking about for the shivas yimei hamilum. That was for the 7 days that he was separated. Now the Gemara is going to be discussing the eighth day, the shmini lamilum, when Aaron HaKohen was actually doing the avodah, which was the first day they were doing the avodah. The Gemara introduces now, it's going to bring three psukim, and they describe the translation and the intention of what the pasuk is coming to say. And one of them is the same kichin tuvesi, but it's a different kichin tuvesi, because first the Gemara was talking about the shivas miyamaluim, which was what they had done regarding the preparation they had for the 7 days before. And now the Gemara is going to focus with this brisa on the eighth day, what was called Shmini Lamelum, which was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the first day when Aaron had done the Avodah, because the 7 days before, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah. So the Gemara brings the brisa. First pasuk they quote is Kichin Tuvesi, because that is how I was commanded. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. A different pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kasher Tzivesi, like I commanded. And the third pasuk is Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. So now the Brisa elaborates and discusses and explains what each one of these psukim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I commanded, Hashem commanded me as was commanded, what is it coming to say? So the first pasuk, Kichin Tzivesi, because that is how I was commanded. This is by the Mincha, which again is by Shmini Lamelum, the first day that Aaron's doing the Avodah. It's a pasuk in Meyukar Perikud that it says, Kuas a mincha, take the mincha that was left over from the fires of Hashem, and you should eat it by, as matzahs near the Mizbeach. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kichin Tuvesi, because that's what I was commanded. Now, what was he coming to add by saying, because that's how I was commanded? Everything Moshe Rabbeinu said was commanded from Hashem. Why is he saying, because this is how I was commanded? So that the Brisa explains, because what he was telling them was, Ba'aninis yechluhu. You should eat this in spite of the fact that I know that you're in a state of aninis. Now, an oinin is someone that had a relative, one of the close relatives that had passed away that day. Now, Nadav Avihu passed away the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, of the day of the Shmini Lamelum, when Aaron was doing the Avodah for the first time. His two sons, Nadav Avihu, passed away. Now, generally, Kadshim, which is what they were busy with there in the Beis HaMikdash that day, are forbidden for an oinin to consume. And we know that from a Kal Vachomer, from Meiser, which is a lower level of Kedusha, where it says by Meiser, a pasuk in Devarim, lo yichalti b'ayin mimenu, I did not consume the Meiser in my state of aninus. And definitely, kachim, you cannot consume in the state of aninus. And that's what Meisha was telling to them, to eat the mincha. And that's why he had to say, kichin tuvesi, what he was telling them is, I know you're in the state of aninus, and generally an oinit cannot eat kachim, but Hashem has commanded me, kasher tuvesi, that you should eat this, even though you're in the state, kichin tuvesi, because even though you're in the state of aninus. Now, the other pasuk, that says, Kasher Tzivesi, like I commanded. This pasuk is talking about in a different thing. They're all talking about by the parsha of Shmini Lameluim, but here this was talking about by the Sir Chatos, which it says in the pasuk that Ashadarish Moshe checked out what was going on, and he found that it was burnt. And it says over there in the pasuk, Achol Teichlu Eisa B'makam Kadosh, Kasher Tzivesi. What do you mean? You should have eaten it in the holy place like I commanded. What's this that I hear that you burnt this carbon? Now, what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Kasher Tzivesi? Again, everything Moshe Rabbeinu said he was commanded to do. He's not saying any of his own things. So what is he saying and complaining to you, to Aaron and his sons, what you burned it for, but you should have eaten it like I commanded? So on that, the Brisa tells us, Bishas Maisar Melehem. He was telling them this during the act. And what that means is that when he found out what they did, that they burnt the Sir HaChatos. Now, which one was the Sir HaChatos? That was the Sar of Rish Chodesh. That means every Rish Chodesh, there's a Sar, a goat that's brought as a kapara for the different Tumah and Tahara that applies in the Beis HaMikdash. So then he told them, he says, as the Pasuk there says, what do you mean? Hein lehuves dama? It's the whole parasha over there that says, nothing invalidating happened to this Sar Rish Chodesh, as far as I know, Moshe Rabbeinu says. I asked you all these questions. Nothing happened to make it possible. So then you should have eaten it by Kodesh in the holy place, like Kasher Tzivisi, like I commanded, like the Pasuk Kasher Tzivisi, like I was commanded, like I told you regarding the Mincha, like I told you in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was commanded to do this. So what's going on over here? Why is it that it was burnt? So that's why he had to say Kasher Tzivisi, like I was commanded. He told him this during the time when he found out that it was burnt. It shouldn't have been burnt. It should have been eaten. Now, the final one, Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, this was said in reference to the Shei Kachuma and the Chazeh HaTnufa, which are the parts that are eaten by the Kahanim, which are, they're elevated and they're waved. So it says in the Pasuk, Teichlu B'makam Tar, you should eat it in a holy place, Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. Now again, why over here is it specifying like Hashem commanded? What he was trying to say was, V'loy me'elai on the Omer. And I'm not saying it on my own. And what he means to say is that, he was commanding them to rely on the word of Hashem that he was telling them, that was to eat the chaza and sheik, even though they were in the state of aninus. Don't do like you did by the chatas, that although you were right, as as it was later clarified, and that is because Moshe Rabbeinu made an error. He made a mistake regarding the Chatas, the Sira Chatas, because this that it was told to him, that although that Aaron was going to be in the state of Aninus, and generally Kachim you cannot eat, that he should eat it, it was only told to him regarding the Mincha, the Chazah and Shaik, the Sar Hashmini, and the Sar of Nachshon, which they were all what's called Kachay Shah. They were only one-time offerings. However, the Seirish Chaydish, which is what's called Kachay Darius, that brought every few generations, every Rish Chaydish was brought, that was not permitted for the Yainim. And therefore, there were three Seirim that was brought that day, and they weren't burnt. The only one that was burnt was that one of Rish Chaydish, as it says in the Pasuk of Meyukar Perkud. This one is given to you to carry the sin of the congregation. That's the seer of the Rish Chaydish that brought every single Rish Chaydish, which comes because of the tumas that apply to the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanas, like the Gemara teaches in Masechta Shavuos Daf Testament Beis. And therefore, that explains all the three psukim, which we said that Kichein Tzuvesi was saying that you should eat this in the state of Aninus this Mincha, because that's what Hashem told me, although you're an Einan. Regarding Kasher Tzivesi, like I was commanded, was that when the Moshe Rabbeinu made the error, and that he told him, what's going on over here? Why was this burnt? Because he thought all of them should be eaten. But the truth is, Aaron was correct, and there was only Kachay Shah that was supposed to be eaten in the state of Aninus. But those which apply for future generations, just like future generations, you don't need in the state of Aninus, he wasn't supposed to eat that one. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kasher Tziv Hashem, like Hashem commanded, what he was trying to say was that I'm not making this up. And this is something that applies to all the karbanas, again, besides the exceptions, as we said, which was by the chatas, that it should be burnt, that it should be consumed in spite of the fact that you're in a state of aninus. So now the Gemara resumes what was discussing before, brought in this brisa, again, introduced it because of one of the terutzim in the Gemara of Kichein Tzuvesi, which was to tell us that it's going to be ma'akiv regarding the asiyah of the miluim, so then brought in regarding the shmini lemiluim, that was one of the psukim. But now the Gemara resumes regarding the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that regarding the preparations of Aaron HaKohen to do the service on the 8th day, the Shemini HaMiluim, which was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they started doing the Avoda, Amar B'Yisrael Bar Chanina, Mechnesayim Ein Ksuvim B'Parsha. The breeches, which literally means the pants, those were sort of type of short knickers that the Kohanim would wear, that regarding their wearing the garments of the Mechnesayim, it doesn't say not regarding the commandments of the what they should do for the Miluim, and neither where it talks about what they had done by the Miluim. Now, Keshu Oimer, but when the Pasuk says the Meyikra, with a Vav, V'zeh HaDover Asher Taslam, and this is the thing that you should do for them, which was telling Moshe to how to prepare the Kahanim for the first time, which was by the Shemini Miluim, L'Kadosh Eisim, to sanctify them, L'Kahin, to serve as Kahanim, the Vav, which it starts with that pasuk, Vizeh, Vav is always a Vav HaChibur. It connects what was said before. So it's adding on to what was said before. Now, what was said before with the Parashat Vatar Tetzaveh, it talks about the making of the garments. And there it says, V'aslehem mechnesei vad, that you should make for them linen pants. So Lehevi ha-mechnesayim, that comes to include the Vizeh and this, which it starts now talking about the preparations for the Miluim, it comes to include what was said before, comes to include the pants, Vasir Se'efa, and the tenth of the Efa, which is when every Kohen, who he starts doing his Avodah for the first time, even the Kohen Hedid, as the Gemara Menacha says, he has to start doing that when it says Vizeh, it comes to include the pants which were mentioned before, that has to be done too, and also Vasir Se'efa, whenever you start doing your Avodah, that tenth of the Efa has to be brought too. Now the Gemara asks, well, Bishlam and Mechnesayim, Ksivi Binyan de Begadim. So I understand how you're including the pants as part of the preparations for the Miluim, because that's what it says over there regarding the garments which I mentioned before. And as we said, the Vav comes to include what was said before, and the parasha of the Ma'atat Tzav is told about the making of the garments, and one of them being the Mechnesayim. Elasir Se'efim and all, how do you know from Bezeh HaDavar that you're coming to include not only the Mechnesayim, but also the Asir Se'efim? Where does it say anything about making the tenth of the Efa that was done for the Miluim? So now the Gemara says, Asya Zeh Zeh. It says over here, Vizeh HaDavar. And we learn out where elsewhere it says Zeh, which over there talks about the Asir Seifa, me, and the Gisa takes out the letter Vav, which it doesn't say in the Pasuk, Mi Zeh Karban Aaron Avanav, that this is the carbon for Aaron and his sons, Asher Kibul Hashem, that they will bring close to Hashem. And that's a reference to Asir Seifa, to the tenth of the Eifa, which that's what it says over there in the Pasuk, which every Kohen Hedi has to bring the day that he starts, and every Kohen Gadol has to bring it every single day. That was included in part of the Avoida of the Miluim. Similarly, Amir B'Yechin and Rishim Ben Yochai, Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Me'akiv. How do we know that even the reciting of the parsha of Miluim was mi'akiv for the avodah of the Miluim? And that is, the parsha of Miluim, which they were commanded about in parsha of Atta Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu read this out loud for the public on the 23rd of Adar, when he started the Miluim, which is the Shavuos Yemei Miluim, and then the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron actually started doing the Avodah, and he gathered the entire nation, and he read in front of the opening of the Oil Moed, like the Pasuk says in Parashat Tzav, V'tikol Le'eda, that you should gather the people, and it says, V'yim Moshe Le'eda, and Moshe told the people, Zeh Hadav Asher Tzivah L'Hashem Lasa, this is the thing that Hashem commanded to do. Now, from that Pasuk, so that was the reciting of the parsha of Va'at Tetzaveh, where it says what to do. How do we know that even reciting that, and Moshe Rabbeinu reading that out loud for everybody, that was ma'akev, that had to be done? Tamalema, that's what Pasuk says in Me'ikra, Vayemem Moshe La'edah, that Moshe told the congregation, Zeh Hadav Asher Tziv Hashem, that this is the thing that Hashem commanded, which tells you, Afila Dibur Ma'akev. It says Zeh HaDavar, Davar is the word Dibur, that even Dibur, even speech was Ma'akev, even making the announcement and proclaiming and reciting from the parasha, where it says over there, and Ba'at Tetzaveh, what should be done, that had to be recited out loud for everyone to hear. Now the Gemara continues, also by Miluim, Kitzer Halbishan, how did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the order of the garments when he was getting the father and his sons, which is Aaron and his sons, getting dressed one after another, what was the order, how did he get them dressed? So the Gemara asks, Keitzer Labishan, you want to know how Moshe Rabbeinu got, because the Avodah was on Moshe to dress up Aaron and his sons. What do you mean how he got dressed? Maida hava hava, whatever was. What do we need to know about why is that an important? You could ask so many different things. What was the weather that day? Why do we have to know how he got them dressed? So rather the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. Keitzer Mabishan Las Lavi, we want to know halacha. We want to know how should we get them dressed in the future, because however it was done when they did it for the first time, they're starting with the Mishkan, we're going to have to know in the future when Mashiach comes. So the Gemara asks, La'asa Lavi Nami, what's your question, what do you want to know for the future? Like Shivoy, Aaron Avon, when Aaron and his sons come back, when there's Tchis Amesim, Moshe Iman, Moshe is going to be with them, and Moshe will do it. What do we have to know for? The Gemara says, Ella, rather, Keitzer Labishan, the reason why we want to know how he got them dressed, was lemizbekroi. We want to be able to explain psukim that they shouldn't be contradictory, because there seems to be a contradiction. Because regarding the commandments of the miluim, where it says in Sefer Shmoyis Perek Chavtes, it says v'chagarta oisim avnet, that you should wrap them around with their belts. Aharon uvanim, Aaron and his sons. Now that sounds like, from that pasuk, sounds like that the chagira, the wrapping them with their belts of father and son, was done at the same time, and that they didn't interrupt with any one of their garments between the putting the belt on of Aaron and the son. However, yet where it talks about what was done, it says in Vayikra, Parak Ches, it says, but regarding Aaron, it says, Vayachir Isai Be'avnet, it says that he wrapped him around with his belt, and there it says in the order of all the different garments that he dressed him up with, just like all the other garments. And then after he finished with him, then he brought his sons and got them dressed from top to bottom. But not that he had put on the belt of Aaron and then their belt consecutively. No, he did Aaron separately and then all their garments separately. So there's a contradiction. And that is, Pligiba b'nei Reb Chiya v'Reb Yechanan. There's a machlekes between Reb Chiya and Reb Yechanan regarding how Moshe Rabbeinu got them dressed. And this will be applicable, l'maisa, because we want to know how to explain the psukim. Chadama 1 says, Aharon v'achkach bonam. That first, he got Aaron dressed, and then he got his sons dressed. The other opinion says, Aaron Avon of Vasachas. No, he put on the belt of Aaron and the sons together at one time. Now, Omar Abai clarifies this machlekes, and he says, B'ksainus umitznefes, regarding the tunic and the turban, kule amalei pligi, no one argues regarding those two out of the four garments that were shared by both the Kohen Hedid and the Kohen Gadol, the Aaron v'achkach bonav, that the first came Aaron HaKohen, and then came his sons. And what that means is that first Aaron was dressed with all his other garments besides his belt, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went to get his sons dressed. And the reason for that is, the Bein B'Tzavo, Bein B'Asi, because both by the parasha where it talks about Ba'at Tzavah and the parasha of Tzav, where it talks about the commandment of the Milum and how it was done, well, that's how it's written, Aaron Kodim. It has Aaron coming first. Now, the reason why the Gemara picks the Kesainis, which is the hat, and the mitznefe, the kazain is like the shirt, and the mitznefes is like the hat, is because that was the two garments that were shared by the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjit. And although there's another one, that of the mechnasayim, that the Gemara didn't have to say because that's before all the other garments, as the Gemara later on will explain. And therefore, since we know that was definitely put on beforehand, and therefore that's included, and then there's the mechnasayim and the mechnasayim, and there's the mitznefes, and there's the ksainis. So that we know was done Aaron first before his sons. And that was separate. Aaron first, then the sons. So Abai clarifies, Kli Pligi, this machlekes between the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yechanan was only regarding Be'avnit. The machlekes was regarding the belt. And that's where the stira is of the Pesukim. Because regarding the where it commands regarding the Miluim, it makes it sound like that their belts were put on at one time. Because it says, V'chigarta isam avnit Aaron avon, that you should belt them, you should wrap them around with their belt, Aaron and the sons. And it doesn't say Aaron's belt by the order of where he was dressed with all his other garments, as if it's separate, and then his son separate. No, it sounds like it was done at one time. Whereas when it was done, in Parashat Tzav, it says that it makes it sound like that, no, it was put together with the order of how all the garments he was dressed. He was dressed with all his, and then they were dressed with all theirs. Not that their belts were together done at the same time. They were done separately. So on that, we have a machlekes, only by the Avnit. Again, not that regarding all the other garments. All the other garments we know Aaron was separately and he was first. Regarding the belt, Manda Amar Aaron Va'achkar Vanav, the one who says that it was Aaron and then his sons. In other words, it was totally separate. It was called Dechsiv, because we have that one pasuk in Vayikra that regarding how it was done, that says V'yachkar Isa Ba'avnit, that Aaron was wrapped around with his belt. And then Vahadrik says, and afterwards it says V'yachkar Isa Ba'avnit, that they were wrapped around with their belt. And therefore, it's not related. It was done separately. It wasn't done at the same time. However, according to the opinion that says that Aaron and his son had their belts put on at the same time, which is that he's going according to the pasuk that talks about in Vatav Tetzaveh and how it's commanded. Now, the Gemara later on, the next daf, will explain exactly how did Moshe Rabbeinu put it on a belt at the same time on all these people, which has Aaron and his sons. But it was done at the same time. That's what it says in the pasuk in Shemais. And it says that you will wrap them around with their belt. And the pasuk says, Avnit, with a belt, Aaron Avanov, Aaron and his sons. So you see that it was done at the same time. So that's the different opinions. Was it done at the same time, as one pasuk sounds like, or was it done at different times, as the other pasuk sounds like? So that's a machlaikis. But then the question is, we have that stira. As the Gemara asks, Ulamanda ama Aaron uvanav vavasachas, according to the one that says that Aaron and his sons were done at the same time as one pasuk says, but huksiv, you have the other pasuk that says v'yachkir oisav avnit, that Aaron was wrapped around with his belt, v'hadiksiv, and then it says later on v'yachkir oisav avnit, that they were wrapped with their own belt, that it sounds like it wasn't at the same time. He got fully dressed and they got fully dressed, but not that it was done at the same time. So that the Gemara continues on top of Avmanav and Amalach, he would tell you that the truth is, the pasuk in Atat Tetzaveh is the correct pasuk, that it was done at the same time. However, Hahu, when it talks about how it was done, where it differentiates and separates his belt from their belt, which sounds like they were done at different times, not because they were done at different times, but rather the reason why it divides them up is to tell you that Avnei Tishol Kohen Gadol Leizehu Avnei Tishol Kohen Hedjit, has come to tell you that the belt of the Kohen Gadol was different properties than the belt of the Kohen Hedjit. And that's because their belts were not the same. It talks about in the Torah how what the belt of the Kohen Gadol was made out of. It talks about in Shemayis Perek Lamates, says that Be'esa Avnit, and the belt was Sheish Majdar, was twisted linen, Tcheles blue wool, Vargaman and purple wool. Now, from the pasuk we learn that the belt of the Kohen Gadol was made out of klayim, because Sheish, linen, that's linen, Tcheles is wool. Now, wool and linen makes klayim. Now, the Avnit of the sons of a Kohen Hedjit, it doesn't say in the Pasuk what it was made out of. So this is what the Pasuk is teaching you over here, that the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol is not the same as the Avnit of the Kohen Hedjit, because the Kohen Gadol is Klayim, and the Kohen Hedjit is made out of linen. That's why it separates them. But truthfully, the how it was done is like it says by Vata Tetzaveh, that it was done at the same time. Now the Gemara has on the other pin. Ulamando ama Aaron v'achkachvanav, according to the pin that says that they were done separately, first Aaron, all his clothing, and then his sons, all their clothing. But v'aksiv, you have the other pasuk, the other mandama, v'chigarta oisim avnit, that you should wrap them around with their belt, and then it says, Aaron avanav, Aaron and his sons. It sounds like they were done at the same time. So that Amalach, he tells you, hahu kamashmon, to the contrary, that pasuk that's teaching you that it puts them together, although it was done separately, that teaches you the opposite of the first mandama. that Avnita Shel Kohen Gadol, Zehu Avnita Shel Kohen Hedid, that comes to teach you to the contrary, that they were both climb, and that's why he puts them together. But actually, in practice, how it was done separately. And therefore, V'yachkir Isay V'avnit, this that it says in the Pasuk, that you should wrap him around with his belt, which it says separately. And V'yachkir Isam, and then you should wrap them, it says it separately, so lamali, what do you need that for? Shmaminoah, and that's what, according to this opinion, obviously it is, that Aaron, V'achkach, one of them was Aaron, his was done separately, and then his sons. Then the Gemara concludes with a question. However, there's one mandam that says it was done at the same time. Uvavas achas mimishkachas lo, is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu himself should wrap five people at one time? How could he wrap five people, this Aaron and his four sons, to wrap them as he was commanded to do at the same time? How could you wrap five people at the same time with a belt? How? What is the understanding of that opinion? Now, the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha da'akdim. What it means to say is, in the order of what comes first. In other words, it did, according to that mandama that it says it was at one time, it doesn't literally mean he wrapped them around, that he put on their belts, all five of them at the same time. Rather, it was one after another. But it was saying that it should be in one consecutive order, and that you shouldn't interrupt with any other garments in between, going from Aaron to his old sons, belt, 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 belt. And that is because, as we said before, that Aaron HaKohen was clothed first with all his garments. But according to this mandamer, his belt wasn't put on yet. Then he got the sons dressed. He put on their pants, he put on their shirt, he put on their hat. Then he took out the belts. Then, this is what's saying that it was Bevas Achas, he put on Aaron's belt, and then he put on the sons' belts. Because according to the other mandamer that says that it was Aaron Ba'achach Bonav, Aaron separately, his son separately, it's how it's written when how it was done, it's, which is that he put on the kesinus, and then he put on the belt, and then he put on the me'il, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went and prepared Aaron to go ahead and do the avodah. And then he went to the sons of Aaron. He went and he got them dressed with the kesinus, and then he put on their belts. And that's the difference, because according to everybody, Aaron was first, and then the sons. The only difference between them is regarding how were the belts done. Did Moshe Rabbeinu get Aaron totally dressed, including his belt, and then put on whatever is over the belt, and then move on to the sons to start with them, and then put on all their clothing and the belt as part of that? That's Aaron v'achkach vanav. Or when it says b'vasachas, it means to say he got Aaron totally dressed besides the belt, got the sons dressed totally besides the belt, and then he did the belts together, which means to say one after another with nothing else in between the two of them.